Laudator Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Tuesday, April the 23rd, Hezbollah militants in Lebanon launched their deepest attack into Israel since the start of the Gaza War. Humanitarian organizations expressed disappointment over the UK approval of a deportation bill for migrants and refugees. And young South Korean climate change activists bring their case against the government to the nation's highest court. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. Hezbollah in Lebanon launched a barrage of rockets towards northern Israel on Monday. At the same time, Israel carried out airstrikes in southern Lebanon. Nathan Morley tells us more.
This violence, which has been ongoing since last October, was the latest cross-border fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. The barrage triggered air raid sirens in Safed and other areas in northern Israel, but no damage or injury was reported. Later, the Israeli army struck back at the rocket launches and Hezbollah bases in the south of Lebanon. Elsewhere, the Egyptian president Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron urged a just and comprehensive settlement to the Palestinian issue. In a phone call, the two leaders evaluated recent developments in the Gaza Strip and efforts for a ceasefire. They said that reaching a just and comprehensive settlement of the Palestinian issue, based on the two-state solution, was the path to restoring and consolidating security, peace and stability. And in the light of the latest situation in the region, they warned against plunging into widespread instability. Meanwhile, Jordan's army has shipped humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip. The convoy of lorries loaded with food and other supplies is part of the efforts by Jordan to help alleviate the suffering of the population there. In a separate development, the Palestinian death toll in the Gaza Strip from the ongoing Israeli attacks has now risen to 34,183. That's according to the Hamas-run health ministry. The ministry said in a press release that the Israeli army also killed 32 Palestinians and wounded 59 others during the past 24 hours. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
Meanwhile, the United Nations human rights chief on Tuesday said he is horrified by the destruction of Nasser Medical Complex and Al-Shaifa Hospital in the Gaza Strip and reports of mass graves found in and around the hospitals amid Israel's war on Gaza. In a statement, Volker Türk called for independent and transparent investigations after Palestinian authorities said this week they had recovered hundreds of bodies at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis following the withdrawal of Israeli troops from the southern city earlier this month. Five migrants, including a seven-year-old girl, drowned while attempting to cross the English Channel in a dinghy on Tuesday. The tragedy happened just hours after Britain's Parliament passed a bill to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda. As Devon Watkins reports, several Catholic aid agencies have decried the Rwanda deportation bill.
Just after midnight on Tuesday, Britain's Parliament passed a bill that will allow the UK government to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda. Announcing the news, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said his government expects the first flights to depart for Rwanda within 10 to 12 weeks. The contentious bill has garnered criticism from human rights groups, which have decried it as inhumane and unworkable. Each of the first 300 deportees are expected to cost the government over $2.2 million to transport to Rwanda. The government hopes to deter migrants from attempting to cross the English Channel from France. A few hours later, five migrants drowned in the channel, including a seven-year-old girl. They were among 110 people who had set out from France aboard an overcrowded boat. Soon after setting sail, the boat's engine stopped a few hundred meters from shore, and several people fell into the water. Rescuers arrived quickly and saved 47 people, according to the French prefect of Wimereux, a city near Calais. A tragedy occurred on a boat overloaded with migrants early this morning, Jacques Bilan told reporters. We deplore the deaths of five people, a seven-year-old girl, a woman, and three men. Another 57 people stayed aboard the boat and managed to restart the engine and head towards Britain. Catholic aid agencies have spoken out against the Rwanda refugee bill, saying the church upholds the rights of all people. Sarah Teether, director of the Jesuit Refugee Service UK, said her organization will continue to oppose this and all attempts to outsource asylum. The St. Vincent de Paul Society for England and Wales expressed its disappointment at the bill, saying it fails to treat people with dignity and respect. "We have consistently called for an asylum system based on principles of fairness and compassion," said the Catholic Aid Agency, "one where people who enter it are treated with dignity and respect and have their claims heard in line with our international obligations." I'm Devin Watkins.
CAFOR, the aid agency for the Catholic Church in England and Wales, is amongst those expressing disappointment on a number of levels that the UK's deportation bill has gone ahead. Neil Thorns, CAFOR's Director of Advocacy and Communications, explains why.
I think, first of all, I don't think it shows the care and compassion which Pope Francis and others call for us to give to those who are fleeing situations of conflict and distress. So I think, first of all, it doesn't show that care and compassion which we believe refugees and migrants should be given. I think, secondly, I don't think it really reflects well on us as a country. I think most people in the country where we've seen people coming from Ukraine or from other countries, people have welcomed those refugees coming. So I don't think, again, it reflects the mood and the situation of the country. And I think equally, I think it distorts the picture. You know, when we know that the vast majority of people who flee conflict and economic hardship and everything else, they largely go to the countries around the countries they're fleeing from. They don't come to Europe. So for the UK to also negate or neglect its duties in terms of supporting some of these vulnerable people also doesn't feel right. So for many reasons, we're really disappointed in this bill passing.
Sunak claims that the proposal will deter migrants. So people, as you say, who are desperate, seeking dignity, seeking freedom, seeking work. Sunak claims that this proposal will stop them from actually undertaking what turns out to be a very dangerous journey.
I mean, honestly, I can't say whether it's true. It seems unlikely. You know, if you are in a situation where you are, you know, willing to risk your life on these horrendously flimsy boats, overpacked, often not proper life-saving tools with you, I can't see that this kind of distant potential threat is going to kind of change people. And it's just wrong.
And that was Neil Thorns, CAFOD's Director of Advocacy and Communications, speaking to Vatican Radio. The overwhelming majority of the migrants and asylum seekers who die during their journeys of hope or make it to European cities and countries are people fleeing war and famine in their own countries. Increasingly, numbers of men, women and children are from Sudan. Amongst them, as a war-torn nation faces a very real risk of famine. The director of the Food and Agriculture Organization's Office of Emergencies and Resilience told UN News how the food crisis is exacerbated by the fact that farmers in many areas are unable to access their crops.
Conflict is clearly the main driver when it comes to the current hunger crisis and food insecurity. 9 out of 10 people facing emergency food insecurity, so IPC for situations, are in the conflict hotspots. So in Darfur, in the Kordofan region, in the Khartoum area, and recently also in Al Jazeera state. And Al Jazeera state, of course, is often described as the breadbasket in terms of production nationally. And so the situation in those contexts is obviously of real concern to us. We've also very concerningly heard and do hear reports from farmers about inability to access their plots of land. And so, you know, for us as a specialized technical agency, it's not just about giving inputs to farmers. We also provide technical assistance, but they obviously need access to their land to prepare it. They need access to the land to plant. They need access to the land to monitor and surveil the crops, and then access to land to be able to harvest for those that are cropping too. And so this issue of being able to access farming land is key and a major priority and concern.
And that was FAO's Rain Paulson speaking there to UN News. China has evacuated more than 100,000 people as heavy rain continues to lash the southern province of Guangdong. Authorities raised the highest level of alarm on Tuesday as the storms showed no sign of letting up. Flooding has already killed 4 people, with another 10 reported missing in just the latest episode of extreme weather to hit China as climate change affects the country. Torrential rains have been swelling rivers in Guangdong, prompting state media to warn of the risk of floods at a level seen once a century. And South Korea's highest court is set to hear a case brought by young people arguing that the government's lack of action on climate change violates their fundamental rights. Christopher Wells reports.
The South Korean government's Framework Act on Low-Carbon Green Growth is insufficient to keep global warming below 2 degrees Celsius, a group of youth activists claim. In 2020, 19 young people filed a complaint before the nation's constitutional court, arguing that the government's insufficient response to climate change violates their fundamental rights, including the right to live and the right to a clean environment. Subsequent petitions from young people, including children and even infants, have increased the number of petitioners to 200. In hearing the case, Ki Jong-seok, the president of the Constitutional Court, acknowledged public interest in the case, saying the court recognizes the importance and public interest in the case and will make efforts to ensure that deliberations are conducted thoroughly. The lawsuit in South Korea is one of a growing number of cases against governments accused of failing to do enough to halt global climate change. Earlier this month, Europe's top human rights court ruled on 3 cases before it, rejecting 2 on technical grounds, but agreeing with plaintiffs in a third that Switzerland had violated the rights of a group of Swiss women by failing to make adequate efforts to meet its emission reduction targets. Ahead of the hearing in South Korea, activists gathered outside the court to criticize the government's inaction on climate change. In a statement, plaintiffs argued South Korea's current climate plans are not sufficient to keep the temperature increase within 1.5 degrees Celsius, thus violating the state's obligation to protect fundamental rights. During initial arguments, government lawyers rejected the argument that they were violating citizens' basic rights and said the government was not discriminating against young people. They claimed authorities were doing everything they could to cut carbon emissions, while noting that adjustments could still be made to annual goals for carbon reduction. I'm Christopher Wells.
And finally, 2 Malaysian Navy helicopters collided in midair as they flew in formation during a rehearsal for a military parade. All 10 crew on board were killed. One of the aircraft clipped the rotor of the other before the 2 crashed into the ground. The incident took place in the morning in the Malaysian town of Lumut, which is home to the Royal Malaysian Navy base. There are no known survivors and investigations are ongoing into the cause of the accident. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. Join us again tomorrow at this same time for more. Meanwhile, you can visit vaticannews.va and catch our updates on Facebook, X and Instagram. My thanks go to Bruno Orti in studio in the Vatican. I'm Linda Bordoni. Bye-bye.